Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Jack here on Good Day Health. Dr. Jack Stockwell, look, a chiropractor, GAPS practitioner. He is in the know, and he's here right now to serve you.
Welcome to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com. I have been asked to address, you know, especially with Valentine's coming around the corner, and everybody's going to be loading up with candies and the peeps. Peeps are my favorite, but I haven't had a peep in probably 5 years because I can't just eat one. So I was asked for some suggestions for healthy snacks. Now, I'm going to talk about, and why do we snack? Well, usually it's because our blood sugar gets low and we got to reach for something to snack because we've been having too many carbs. When you move away from a carb-based diet to a more ancestral diet, and by ancestral, I mean more protein and fat, and I mean the good fats. Animal fats, lard, butter, creams, that kind of stuff that are very healthy for the body. Yes, lard is very healthy for the body. Some of the worst fats you can probably possibly put into your body are the fats that come from vegetable oils, margarines, these things that are just the worst things you can do for your heart. One thing I have learned in my research, and I am an avid researcher, when it comes to medical policies and medical fads, they usually run about 20 to 30 years behind the science. And so while there are cardiologists who are waking up to what has happened to give us an explosion of cardiovascular disease over the last few decades, because we moved away from the diets that actually prevented heart disease into diets that promote heart disease, a lot of the younger cardiologists are waking up to this. Some of the older cardiologists are still hanging on the idea that butter is bad, when butter actually is some of the healthiest food you can possibly eat. So I want to present some healthy snacks in the idea that it's okay if you're watching a movie, you know, you're watching your games, and especially with the Super Bowl, you're going to be snacking. You're going to be, you know, and I do too. It's not like, listen, I'm no paragon of nutritional virtue, but I try to do the best I can at 72 years old to maintain the health level that I have in my body and the energy and the other kinds of activities I need my body to participate in that I see an awful lot of people my age. Oh, my goodness. I mean, they're halfway to the grave. But it's mostly because of dietary selections. I have a very close member of the family, younger than I am, who is suffering from Parkinson's and has had a diet of processed foods most of his life and subsisted for a lot on Oreos and Pepsis. Oreo cookies and Pepsis. And no matter how many times I told him what he was going to be doing to himself, he just didn't listen. And now he is, the only way he can get up and move around is if he's heavily medicated. And even that is collapsing on him. So again, it's nutritional choices that we make. Because what is feeding your heart, your brain, your kidneys, your liver right now is what you ate the last 24 hours. Now, snacking is fun. A lot of us are addicted to snacks, and by that I mean potato chips and bad popcorn, not the good organic stuff. And then the candies and the cakes and all the little treats that are loaded with chemicals to trick your brain into thinking it's food, and the wrong kinds of fats that lead to cardiovascular problems along with the tremendous amounts of sugar. It's the sugar that is leading to the plaquing of your arteries. Not so much the fats, although the fats contribute to it. And how does that happen? Why is that the case? Because sugar in almost everything that we're eating keeps the insulin levels high. Insulin is very caustic to the lining of the arteries of the bloodstream if it's in there all the time. Insulin is only supposed to be released when we have, you know, an intake of carbohydrates. Some things trigger more insulin than others. Some trigger insulin faster than others. That's what we know as the glycemic index. And when sugar is in the diet, you're going to have insulin in the bloodstream. And just constant day to day to day, almost 24/7 levels of insulin is caustic. It's burning. It's irritating. It's inflaming the linings of the arteries, and your body will lay down Band-Aids to take care of that inflammation. And the Band-Aid, more often than not, is cholesterol. One of the easiest, quickest ways to lower your triglycerides and other fats that are in the bloodstream that can contribute to cardiovascular problems is to get rid of the sugar. Then your body will consume the fat for energy. Now, I just wanted to say that to set the stage for healthier snacks. If you're just tuning in, I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com, a regular contributor to the Doug Stephan Good Day Health Show. And I want to talk to you about some, with that introduction, talk to you about some healthier snacks that you might consider doing. Some of them take a few minutes of preparation. You just don't open a bag and eat these healthy things. But there's one that I have learned to enjoy. And when I suggest foods here, I'm always talking about organic. You can bet your bottom dollar, if it's not organic, it has glyphosate. Glyphosate is the problem with the Roundup product. Glyphosate not only contributes to the possibility of cancer inside the body, it's a terrible liver poison. And while it may be good for artificial means of preserving crops, it's going to come through. Now, the bear that now owns Monsanto, that owned Roundup, that contains glyphosate, is saying that this stuff is washed off by rainwater. Well, if it's washed off by rainwater, why in the world would they ever put it on their product in the first place to go to the expense of spraying this material all over their crops, the pesticides, herbicides, everything else, if the next rainstorm is going to wash it off? And even if it does wash some of it off, which I'm sure it does, some of it, it's going to end up in the soil. It's going to end up in the roots. And this stuff, you just can't get rid of it. So when I talk about organic, and organic inside the United States still means something, and it means something very important. If you see something organic coming from another country, you're going to have to do some research to find out how accurate that information, that the inclusiveness of organic might mean in that country. Here, farms have to go through serious preparation to ever get the organic stamp. So just something as simple as hummus and veggies. Something you can piece at while you're watching your movies or your TV shows or your sports games or whatever else. And I'm just talking about something as simple as some carrots, some peppers. I love red peppers. Celery and some hummus. And some of the purists out there will make their own hummus. But you can get good organic hummus in the grocery stores. And you can spice it. Whatever kind of spices you want to mix with that hummus, and then when you eat the carrots or the celery or the peppers or even some zucchini dipped in the hummus, you're getting proteins, you're getting fats, and you're getting low glycemic vegetables. Another one is just yogurt and berries. Now, that's not something you piece at. That's something you make and then sit down and eat that instead of a bowl of ice cream while you're watching your movies. Just fresh or slightly frozen berries, some plain Greek yogurt, maybe some carob chips. It's a chocolate flavor. Well, you probably know what carob is, but it's chocolate flavored and it's got a lot less sugar in it. And you just mix the fresh or the slightly frozen berries with some plain Greek yogurt, sprinkle some carob chips for a little bit of guilt-free indulgence. And then you can move on from that. There's another one that I've tried, the chocolate and walnut-covered banana bites. This is something you make in advance, just like if you were making wings in advance or if you're making some other jalapeno poppers. That's not a bad one right there. You just cut a jalapeno pepper in half, clean the seeds out, fill it up with your favorite cream cheese, and then put it in the oven for a few minutes. The heat really stops a lot of the jalapeno, not the flavor, but the sting, the hotness, the heat of the jalapeno pepper. But there, you're getting some good fat in the cream cheese. There's a little bit of sugar in it, I know, but then you're getting the good vegetable content of an organic jalapeno pepper. But the chocolate and walnut covered banana bites, you have to freeze the banana. And then when it's done, you're going to cut it into bite-sized pieces. And this is something that you can keep in the freezer for easy snacking during a hot day or a couple of hours after dinner when you're watching, again, your movie or anything. You're just going to microwave the dark chocolate and some coconut oil to thin the chocolate out till it becomes liquidy. Chop up some walnuts on a plate. Skewer the bananas with a toothpick. And then you dunk the bananas in the chocolate. You let it drip off as much as possible. Roll it in the walnut. Put it on some parchment paper, and once you're done with all that, you put it in the freezer until they firm up. And then all the individual bananas are frozen, of course, so you can store them in a single bag and pull them out when you need them. Another good thing to put on the coffee table there when you're going to watch a movie for some snacks is just some goat cheese stuffed peppers, some little red peppers, the little cherry-type peppers. You know, clean the seeds out and then stuff them with some feta cheese, some goat cheese, and that's that is a very healthy meal. Now, the goat cheese may not necessarily be able to be organic, but the little red peppers can be. And you just stuff the cherry peppers or the peppadew peppers with some soft goat cheese or some mini balls of fresh mozzarella, although I recommend the goat cheese because it's healthier. And then some do-it-yourself trail mix is another good one. A lot of people use trail mix, but I want to explain a couple of things about it because a lot of the commercial trail mixes have a bunch of preservative stuff put in there that is not necessarily the healthiest thing that you can that you can be using. So I'm going to tell you some what I suggest for that health mix as soon as we get back after a break. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell, and we will continue with more of the Good Day Health Show in just a few moments.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that when combined really keep things moving. I drink it every day and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in three delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is Life Change Tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to getthetea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's getthetea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. That's 800-871-3291.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. So I was talking to you about a healthier trail mix. Now, a lot of trail mixes, commercial ones, they want you to buy more than one bag. So they're going to sweeten these things up. And sometimes there's sugars added, there's artificial flavors in there, along with the other stuff. And then there's usually too much chocolate, too many M&Ms, this kind of thing. So I have made this. I don't have any recently, you know. I have made this in the past with nothing more than almonds and walnuts and cashews, sunflower seeds and dried fruit. And you combine about a cup of almonds or walnuts or cashews, or you can do a mix of all three of them to make up a cup, and about a half a cup of sunflower seeds. And about 1.5 cups of dried fruit. Now, the thing you got to remember about dried fruit, and by dried fruit, I'm talking about raisins, apricots, apples, prunes, or banana chips. Dried fruit is candy. When you take a grape and you remove almost all of the moisture and you end up with a raisin, you either like raisins or you don't. If you like raisins, as I do, because I've got another quick snack here I want to tell you about that has raisins in it. But remember, dried fruit is candy. There's nothing left there but the sugar sweetness that came with it that makes fruit so desirable for so many people. It's why kids will eat fruit, but they have a hard time eating vegetables because of the amount of sugar that is present. Why is there a lot of sugar present in fruit? Well, it's not just for our enjoyment. It's for the animals that eat the fruit. And I'll use the bear, for example, the bear that loads up with berries because it builds fat. Fruit builds fat. Yeah, just watch a bear getting ready for hibernation during the winter. And other animals that hibernate, they will eat these nice sweet fruits in their season when they're ready for harvesting, and they will eat and they will eat and they will eat, and all that sugar going into that system is converted to fat because their bodies can't consume or cannot burn up that much sugar at a time. And it's the same thing with us, or any mammal for that matter. When you eat more sugar than your body really requires at the time you're consuming it, your body will change it into fat. That's the number one job of insulin. Is not so much to get sugar out of the blood and into the cells, for your energy. That's its second job. Insulin's number one job is to store fat. And anytime it finds an ounce of anything in the system that it doesn't need for immediate fuel, it'll convert it to fat. So you want to be careful with the fruit. But now it's okay to do this if you get the organic stuff, because it's free of the pesticides, free of the herbicides, and still has the natural mineral vitamin content that it had when it was on the vine. And I'm suggesting maybe raisins or apricots or apples or prunes or banana chips or some other thing. And then when you get it, make sure it doesn't have sulfur dioxide in the bag. Sulfur dioxide is used to preserve dried fruit. You don't need sulfur dioxide in your body. You want to get the kinds of stuff that do not contain sulfur dioxide. Let me move to another one really quick here. This is one of my favorites. It's called Ants on the Log. You probably know what that is. Celery, peanut butter, and raisins. You know, you just slather the celery with smooth or chunky peanut butter. I'm a chunky peanut butter fan. I always get organic. And then you kind of dot the top of the peanut butter with raisins. And there are some great peanut butters out there, and there's some that aren't all that good. One thing to remember about peanut butter, the lowest grade peanuts go into peanut butter. The highest grade peanuts go into a jar of dried peanuts because you can see them. A lot of the peanuts that go into peanut butter, you don't see, obviously, because they've been churned into butter, and they're not the best quality out there, so make sure it is organic. We'll continue with more of the Good Day Health Show next. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. An absent of light will be apparently helping the Packers star quarterback make a decision on his football future. Aaron Rodgers joined the Pat McAfee show on Tuesday and said he'll go on a four-day darkness retreat following the Super Bowl. The quarterback was asked if he's considering retirement, which he responded with, "For sure, it's a real thing, 100%. He wanted to say, I've got a pretty cool opportunity to do a little self-reflection in some isolation, and then after that, I feel like I'll be a lot closer to a final decision." Researchers say over 90% of the former NFL players they studied had CTE. The Boston University CTE Center studied the brains of over 370 deceased NFL players and found 345 had the progressive brain disease. CTE can cause memory loss, depression, and a loss of motor skills. The results were an update of a study the university conducted in 2017. Julio Flores, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-362-9337. 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
Dr. Jack Stockwell as we continue here on Good Day Health.
Welcome back to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. One thing I wanted to mention about the ants on the log and the celery, there is a certain mythology that exists in modern-day cardiology that you should be very careful with the amount of sodium that you intake because sodium can raise blood pressure. There is plenty of research to show that that's true for about 1% of the hypertensive patients out there. You need sodium. Sodium is one of the most important of the electrolytes, and you've got to have it. And one of the best sources of sodium is sodium chloride, because you need the chloride from sodium chloride, table salt, for hydrochloric acid in the stomach. And so when I'm dealing with patients who have been told to greatly decrease their salt intake, I usually ask them, how's your digestion? And it's usually very bad because they don't have any hydrochloric acid. So I said, well, I'm not going to go against what your cardiologist told you by any means, because I'm not a cardiologist, but I've got a few places of research you might want to read on your own and find out that a sodium-based diet Now, of course, you can go over. You know, if you sit there and eat half a bag of potato chips, you're getting way too much of the wrong kind of sodium. I'm talking about sea salt. And when I get organic peanut butter for the ants on the log that I'm talking about here, there's just peanut butter and some salt, and that's it. And usually it's not enough salt. So I'll mix a little sea salt with my peanut butter and stir it up really good because I like the little saltier peanut butter flavor. But it's sea salt. And when you have sea salt, you've got usually all the 84 minerals that your body requires to some degree or another in sea salt as opposed to the bleached stuff that's in those purple containers that a lot of people use for table salt. All right. Another thing, another treat that I like or snack that can hang around for a little bit is nothing more than just cheese and healthy crackers. I'm serious. There are crackers that have organic. Again, we're talking about organic crackers. There's some organic cheeses out there, but the harder the cheese is, the more healthy it is for you. The more the bacteria count. That, you know, cheese, you can't make cheese from milk unless you throw in a load of bacteria with the milk. And then it's churned and stirred, and the growth of the bacteria in the milk solids is what allows cheese to form. And whether it's blue cheese that has a certain kind of bacteria or Swiss cheese that has a certain kind of bacteria, all these varieties of bacteria are very healthy. And the older the cheese, the harder the cheese, the easier it is for you to digest because of the enzymes that have developed inside the cheese. So you get yourself whatever flavorful type of organic cracker and some good hard cheese and cut it thin and put it on the cracker and eat that. And you'll find out it's very filling because of the fat that's in the cheese. Fat is what satisfies the appetite. For the most part. Now, another one, of course, the old jerky, just, you know, beef jerky, turkey jerky, whatever kind of jerky you want to come up with. It should be animal protein based jerky. There are more and more organic forms of jerky out there, even in the convenience stores or the gas stations that have their snacks hanging there. Usually there's a bag or two of organic jerky. Now, one of the best things about it is that it's high protein, it's low fat, and it's zero carbs. And remember, your weight gain comes from carbohydrates. It does not come from fat. It does not come from protein. It comes from carbohydrates, sugars. And whether you're eating a Snickers candy bar or you're eating a bowl of broccoli, at the end of the day, both of those things are converted into glucose in the bloodstream. Now, that doesn't mean that they're the same. If you've got organic broccoli, you have a healthy food to eat, but it's still broken down into sugar. So there are those who count their carbohydrates. They want to be careful with how many carbs they get because you don't lose weight in the gym. You lose weight at the dinner table, or you lose weight with the kind of snacks that you eat. And jerky is one of my favorites. I indulge myself a little bit because I'll kind of get the sweetened jerky sometimes. I'm not really into the hot pepper flavored one. That doesn't do much for me. But and then I read the label. You know, how many carbs am I getting for how many ounces of jerky I'm consuming? I want to be careful with that. But then, of course, there's times when I indulge. And with the Super Bowl coming up in a week, what am I going? I'm going to have several different snacks that I may not have had since last Super Bowl or the college playoffs football. I'm a college football is my favorite of all time. And next to that is the NFL with the last 2 months of the NFL. I don't watch much of it during the rest of the season. But anyway, let me go on from there with a couple of other snacks here I recommend. Olives and cheese. I love Kalamata olives, the Greek olives, the seed, and whether they've got the seeds in them or not, and along with some flavorful cheese. I really like Stilton cheese. It looks like blue cheese, but it's not as strong a flavor
And then, and Camembert and Brie and a lot of different kinds of cheeses, French cheeses, I like because usually they have not been pasteurized. And you don't have to worry about a non-pasteurized cheese if it's aged, because the enzymes have cleaned out anything in there that you don't want, and those enzymes, we obviously need enzymes all the time. That the enzymes are the spark of energy. That's why I produce the Long Life Energy enzyme product that I have on my webpage at ForbiddenDoctor.com. That along with ageless thyroid. When my patients take ageless thyroid and they take the Long Life Energy enzymes between them, it's absolutely life-changing for them. And the worse their diets have been up to the time they start taking those two products, the more rapid and almost miraculous the changes in their body. The energy, depression disappears. The anxiety calms down. Panic attacks disappear as their body's ability to handle stress, the fight or flight reaction, calms down and works in a much more stable, much more constructive manner. So the enzymes that you get with aged cheese, especially the French, is better than anything. Now, another one, I'm often asked about cottage cheese. You can get organic cottage cheese. And if you get a bowl of organic cottage cheese before you sit down to watch your... And these are things in place of ice cream. And so organic cottage cheese with a few sliced up organic apples, some organic walnuts, some organic honey mixed into the whole thing is a great treat. And it will, I think, will help break the sugar habit. Another thing that I like are just apples and peanut butter. I mentioned celery and peanut butter with raisins. Just a good organic apple cut up, you know, about 8 slices out of an apple and smear it with a good creamy organic peanut butter. And then put it out in front of people and see what happens. Oh, Mom, where's the popcorn? Where's the potato chips? Where's the chips and dip? You can get organic potato chips. And you can get organic dips. Or you can make the dip yourself from organic sources. I'm not saying you can't have that. Not by any means. It's just, what were the potato chips fried in? What kind of oil? Now, there are potato chips out there that are fried in olive oil. That's good. But apples with a little bit of creamy peanut butter sliced on them, the fat in the peanut butter satisfies the hunger really quick, the need to snack, and the sweetness of the apple gives you the treat that you're looking for. There's some others. I have a little list here of some different things that require a little bit more preparation. Oh, another one, chili and lime spiced mango spears. What? Yeah, yes, cut some mangoes into spear shape. And you sprinkle them with a chili and lime flavoring seasoning, and you'll be surprised at the flavor that jumps out of these things when you try something like that. It's just mango, lime juice, and chili powder. You peel a mango, you cut it in spears, you top it with fresh lime juice, and sprinkle some chili powder over it. Something as simple as that. And the things I'm talking about, anybody can get this stuff from your local grocery store. And then some of it needs a little preparation in advance. That's, you know, it's a lot easier to open up a bag of potato chips. I understand that. But that's, as I said, that's not necessarily your best choice. Then now and then, sure. It's just that the people that eat those every week or every other day or whatever else, you're not doing your body a whole lot of good. How about just some quick sliced turkey sandwich meat with cheese roll-ups? You spread out the turkey meat. You can slather it with some cream cheese, or you can put in some soft cheese, or you can have some soft cheese inside the turkey roll up, sitting on a slice of harder cheese. I'm telling you, these things, once you start preparing these and present them to your family or at parties or whatever else, they will go fast, because the hidden hunger that exists in a lot of people who are malnourished, which is about 99 out of 100 Americans, will drive them to try that thing. Sometimes they don't even know why. They may never have seen anything like this, but they'll pick one up and try it, and then you watch them. They'll eat a few more after that. So you get some smoked turkey, some Swiss cheese, a little bit of hummus or maybe some guacamole, and you just lay a slice of Swiss cheese on a cutting board. You top it with a slice of smoked turkey and a spoonful of hummus or guacamole, and then wrap it up like a jelly roll. I mean, that's about as simple as you can get. Now, what about breads? If you can get a high-fiber, whole-grain tortilla, and they exist, sometimes they're in the refrigerated section of the supermarket, you can do something that's called a bean-filled quesadilla. And that is loaded with protein, and it's loaded with fat. And you have to shop, because most tortillas are out there are white flour. And as a result, they're made of bleach flour. It's hard to find any like that that are even close to being organic. So, again, it takes a little bit of time, a little bit of preparation, a little bit of research to find the best source of these things. But when you give somebody something that came from an organic source, their bodies go crazy over it. So we're talking about a high-fiber, whole-grain tortilla, some low-fat cheese, and some salsa, and your favorite beans. And again, you can get organic beans. And you just put it inside the tortilla, you fold it over, microwave for about 20 seconds till the cheese melts, let it cool, cut it up into slices, maybe a little spoonful of salsa on top of it, and they will just love it. So I hope this helps with some healthy snacks. After the coming break, I'm going to be joining Doug here in just a few moments to get to the rest of the show. But I suggest you listen to the podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com and my podcast at forbiddendoctor.com. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell, so stick around for Doug and me to finish this week's show.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Attention timeshare owners. Tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country, with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-875-1853. 800-875-1853. That's 800-875-1853.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Stockwell is here. Good day. Health time is 53 past the hour. Doug Steffen with Dr. Jack. So I want to spend a little bit of time talking about the eyes. Most people know that I've had both my eyes operated on in the past 4 or 5 days. I had the extraction of the cataracts and the replacement of the corneal. It's a corneal implant sort of thing that will, when it's all healed and everything is put together, it will improve my vision. Actually, I took a test yesterday on the left eye, which was the first one that was implanted, and I have 20/15 vision in that.
Wow.
Which astounded the doctor that it was that fast. The other one is a little scratchy, although not so bad this morning. It was kind of scratchy right after I'd had the operation. But I wanted to talk to you about the specially formulated eye supplements. I know that there are some, or maybe I should ask the question a different way, because you represent Standard Process. And if you go to ForbiddenDoctor.com, you can see a lot of the things besides Jack's own supplements, like the Long Life Energy Enzymes that you can order there that are fabulous for anything and everything in your body and in your life. But I wondered if people, I was amazed, Jack. This fellow... Whenever you're in Hollywood, it's always, this guy's the doctor to the stars or whomever. Well, this guy, he told me who he's operated on, and I can't tell you who it is because it's HIPAA stuff. Well, I can tell you Michael Jackson because he's dead. But this guy has taken care of 4,000, he's done 4,000 of these operations. And there are different ways of fixing the problem, but my cataracts had gotten so that I couldn't see at night in the halos and stuff. You know that. You and I have talked about that. And
well, I've been through the same surgery.
Yeah, yeah. So as our eyes age, what supplements do you suggest to people so that is there a way of avoiding this if you're eating the right stuff or taking the right supplements? Because I take a lot of of the right supplements, and I couldn't avoid it. So is this inevitable, or can you stall it off by taking the right supplements? What's your advice?
Yes, you can stall it off. Remember, the number one cause of disease in American lifestyle, in American human beings, is not viruses, it's not bacteria, it's malnutrition. And some organs in the body suffer faster and worse than other organs. And the eyes, because the optic nerve, the retina in the back of the eyeball, there's 10 layers to that retina, is an extension of the brain itself. And as such, it needs constant nourishment, or people are going to go through the same thing that both you and I have, severe problems with cataracts. I finally got multifocal lenses put in both of them in the cornea. And now I can see like a hawk. I'm 72. I am amazed how well I can see, but I still constantly supplement. And there's two of them in particular I highly recommend. Number one is something called oculotrophin. It's the protomorphogen to stop any kind of autoimmune attack against the eyeball itself. Mm-hmm. Whether it's the cornea, whether it's the muscles, whether it's the retina, oculotrophin, PMG. And then another one, which is one of the best supplements Standard Process makes, called iPlex. It's the letter I and then Plex. And it is loaded with things that we have known, herbs, vitamins, foods that we have known for decades, is absolutely essential for good eye health. Now, when you couple this with the idea that most diets in America today neglect vital micronutrition that the eyes need, let alone the brain, everybody's going to end up in the same road that you and I did, with having to have something done with those eyes so that we can continue to see. So I'm very happy that you got the surgery that you did, Doug. I got it 4 years ago, and I can read, I can see my fingerprints with my hand in front of my face at 72 years old.
How long did it take you to recover? My left eye seems to be recovering fine, the right one a little more slowly, and I just wondered out of curiosity, because the doctor told me what to expect. He said a couple of weeks it'll be, and I had to go back and see him in a couple of weeks. But was that your experience too?
Oh, mine took a little bit longer, but it had a lot to do with the brain's ability to make sense out of the new lenses that I had.
Ah, okay. Well, yeah, there's an adaptive period. I think that's true. Oculotropin. Check out with, send a note to Jack if you didn't get it all at ForbiddenDoctor.com. But yeah, you got to take care of your eyes. You got to feed your eyes that you don't lose that wonderful, what good life will I be able to see, right? Dr. Jack Stockwell, Good Day Health, Doug Steffen.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.